meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining the Obrami Generation Panel call on 28th June 2018. In the call, we have Kudip, Pavanaja, Chanmugam, Abhijit, Ajay, Akshat, Vitinan, Akansha, and Samad. Over to you, Dr. Ajay.
Thank you very much, everyone, for joining on a quick notice. And this is obviously we are heading towards finalizing the LGR proposals, as you all know. So we will put in, and as I am also traveling, so request you to please lead the discussion script by script and request everyone to update their status. Let us fix the next dates so that we know if any actionable required from community or individually anybody else, and complete the task for public for IP and then public comments.
Okay,
Pitinan,
sure.
Can you please take up now script by script? Thank you. And then once it's finished, then we will discuss about Bangladesh. Okay?
Okay, sure.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. So let's go for the first one.
Devanagri, Akshay, please.
Hi, everyone. Am I audible?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. So Devanagri has gone to another iteration of review with the integration panel. And I just submitted 2 days back update to the last revision from the IT. However, there is some serious technical issue regarding the way variants have been specified and the way probably the LGR tool can handle it. So that's why it has been held back, and it's been advised that the Devanagri LGR be updated once again after the finalization of that specification, and then we'll be able to go ahead of the publication with along with the Gurmukhi. So awaiting the update from the integration panel for that technical issue, and then I believe that with last set of changes, Devanagri LGR will be able to go through. So that's the update from me for Devanagri as of now.
This is Samad that I'd also like to come in.
Please, Samad.
Thank you. So just to follow up on what Akshay just said, the IP feedback is now, I guess, they've finalized the feedback. It's just, I guess, currently being reviewed by all the members. And we are hoping that it will be shared after today. They are planning to finalize it today. So you should get that document. Yes, so I think the main issue has is not with the variants themselves, but how those variants are actually implemented using the tools, and also within I guess the framework of LGR. So it's not really a issue as far as Devanagri proposal is concerned. It's really a technical implementation issue, which has I guess been raised some internal technical issues. So IP is actually analyze that issue, document the issue, document possible mechanisms to address that issue. So that documentation will be circulated either today or tomorrow. So within this, by this weekend, it will actually be circulated to NBGP. What it does, this document does, is in addition to explaining the issue, it also gives two or three options for Devanagri, proposal for NBGP to consider, and those options will be laid out with implications. And then at that time, Devanagri, proposal would need to be updated by NBGP, picking up one of those options to proceed. And that's the only thing left. Otherwise, obviously, Devanagri proposal in itself has been complete, and obviously thank you all for all that effort to put it together. So you should be able to get back that feedback by this weekend. Thank you.
Okay. Let's move on. The next one is Group Key. Dr. Le Hao excused for today's meeting. He is on vacation, but he informed that he will, right now, Group Key has already incorporating IP feedback from the last round, and he should be able to get back on Sunday. So just put it on the record. The next one, Gujarati. So over to you again, Akshat.
Yeah, Akshat here again. So Gujarati has undergone a last round of update from my side. So I'm still, again, for Gujarati, I'm awaiting IT feedback. I'm not sure exactly the date when it was sent, but correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm awaiting IT feedback on the last revision.
Right. So this is Sarmad again. Let me come in on that. So again, I think IP is now currently working on all the proposals which from NBGP, and they anticipate to release all the remaining feedback documents by the end of this week. Gujarati is also under works, and they intend to release the feedback again by Friday. So you should have it by your weekend, and we'll go from there. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Okay, for the next one, Telugu. Ganga, please.
Ganga, can you hear me?
Yes, we
Hello.
Can hear you.
Yeah. Good evening to all. And the version 2.0 is submitted to IP on 25th of this month. And that's the latest we have, and we are waiting for IP feedback. This is about Telugu script. And the WLE rule, which says that we have included that, and we have redone the proposal. This is the update about Telugu script. And I tried calling Professor Rao. I'm not able to reach him. And I think he has made some small suggestions for Uriya script. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Yes, we can hear you. I'd also like to come in on Telugu as well, because this is also currently under review by IP. We got it, a couple of days ago. But we're also aiming to get that together and return that to NBGP by this weekend. Again, at this time, seems like generally there is no issues with Telugu. IP has just identified one small, they're going to be raising one small item for reconsideration between Telugu, Kannada, and Sinhala. There's actually a cross script variant which is proposed across these three scripts. There's just a single code point, I think, where they think that it is similar, but it may actually not be similar enough to warrant making it a variant. But obviously, final decision is going to be with the community itself. In any case, that's probably the feedback which may be coming, and you all will need to just re-evaluate that particular one or two code points and then finalize the variant sets. Otherwise, it seems like we are good to go. Thank you.
Yeah. Me and Professor Rao discussed about this, about particular that the one looking like a circle, and there's a slight variation, but you know, we are given the benefit of doubt and included it. So, and we also thought we can have some feedback from the public when it is open. And let's hear from IP. Once we get the feedback from IP, we will do what is needed. Thank you.
Okay, let's move to the next. Oh, sorry.
Are you in Panama?
Actually, no, I'm now actually back from Panama. I'm actually in the U.S. at this time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Sorry for asking the different question.
Okay, let's move on. Okay, thank you. The next one, Canada. Can I, Pavanaja, over to you, please. Pavanaja, can you unmute the mic? We cannot hear you.
I've just messaged him privately.
Okay. Okay, maybe let's move on first and then we'll come back to Canada a little later. Next one, Tamil, over to you, Dr. Shanmugam.
Yeah, good evening all. I think I'm audible. Am I?
Yes, you're audible.
Yeah, see, as you all know very well that the Tamil document IP feedback has been received yesterday. I found there is no, what do you call, IP has come up with some technical issues, I found that, but my personal opinion is that will not create an huge issue as per my knowledge because they are suggesting some particular character like, what is that exactly, just a moment, I'll just get the value of that, 0246, which is coming from Malayalam. It's actually a matra, which may create, it's not a matra, it's a matra sign, vowel sign. It may create some kind of problem, maybe when you are using only the Malayalam characters. But I don't think so that will create a problem when you are trying to club it with a Tamil character. Am I right, Dr. Samad? Because as per my knowledge, the label is not valid when it is having more than one language, right? In single language, it is not possible.
Right.
And whatever the things are possible in the single language, I have already listed them in my sample test file.
Right. So I think the issue is what is eventually visible to, I guess, the users of the LGR, but how the tool internally evaluates these code points. And I think what happens is that if some of these possibilities are not included, the variant sets sometimes break into two subsets, which are disjoint, and depending on what is the starting point for the evaluation. So I think what IP is actually been trying to do is trying to figure out what are these outliers which can potentially make these variant sets intransitive and try to include them as well, so that even theoretical possibility of making the LGRs intransitive is actually also addressed. So this is probably because what is normally internally done is one way of implementing variants is actually developing one key or core label which can then generate all the other potential variant labels. But in any case, that discussion is in the document, and I guess Tamil is given a couple of options as well. One option is to just do nothing, realizing that not doing anything has some implications, obviously the other option is to do this cross script variant which is seemingly not really relevant, but it has some implications on technical implementation. So both options are with the Tamil Tamil group for BGP, and I guess whatever seems reasonable for you is what is intended is you take up that option, explain the issue and why you took up that option. So that part needed to be added to your proposal, and then we just move on from there.
Yeah, that is fine. And IP has also come up with another issue of Tamil letter 0BB3, which is actually a consonant letter la. And that has been suggested as a kind of a blocked variant for Tamil au length marker. But actually, what is happening here is I have already mentioned in my chapter 5.3, in my chapter 5.3, it is clearly mentioned that Tamil au length marker is actually excluded from the MSR. Means it is already there in the MSR, but we are not considering considering it for the present proposal. So, do you think that has to be added? Because since we are not recommending that as a part of our repertoire.
So, I guess, let me take a look at that. Can you reiterate the IP comment as well? What are they asking you to do and why? Because I can't now remember that.
They have said something like, this Tamil letter la is effectively indistinguishable from Tamil au length mark. If this is the case, defining a blocked variant, 0BB3 should be considered as a blocked variant for 0BD7. Since it is not in the usage and we are also not recommending it, I don't think so we should consider this particular point for recall. I'll write a reply.
Sure.
While writing my responses, I'll record this as well. Apart from that, there are some minor editorial things are there, as well as some references are found in, full of them are found in Tamil, so they have to be modified or the titles have to be given in English so that it would be easy for the reader to go through. These are the changes they have suggested, and I think in the XML part, I'll have to do some more things, so I need Akshat's help also for that. So I'll have to do something for this XML compared to my document. As you suggested for that technical issue, I will be writing my justification after having a word with the other community members.
We can certainly help you with the XML.
Yeah.
So just let us know whenever you're ready, and we'll go ahead, give us an updated version of the proposal. And then take IP feedback and your updated version, and we'll update the XML for you. And
Once I'm done with this proposal file ready, then I will definitely contact Kitinan and you. So maybe we can move forward with that.
Okay.
This is the update from Tamil.
Okay. Thank you. Let's come back to Kannada. I'm not sure if Pawanaja, can you try speaking now?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Okay. How is it now? Better?
Go ahead.
Yeah. The Kannada document is final. And Sarmad, on 22nd June, Sarmad has promised to send it to IP. I think it has been sent. I'm not very sure. And thanks to Shitinan and the team for creating all the XML and some corpus, running on the corpus and all the things, testing, and also updating the document on some column plus oval kind of situation. Now it is final. That is from my side. And Parmad, can you update whether they are speaking sent to IP?
Yes. So the Kannada proposal is also being reviewed. It was received by IP a couple of days ago. And as I said earlier, it is also going to, the IP is also intending to finalize its view within this week and share it back. So all the pending reviews are going to be shared back with NBGP this weekend. And for Kannada as well, generally the proposal is, what it seems like is in good shape. The only one small item, I think, which IP may be raising is that variant, which I already talked about when we talked about Telugu. So there are a couple, maybe two core points where IP has some feedback on reconsidering, obviously, final decision with the community about those core points, because they don't look exactly the same. There may be slight differences, but of course, the community may still consider them same. It's really obviously a community's perceptual matter. But in any case, that's the extent of the feedback. Otherwise, I think what it seems like, the proposal is generally complete. There may be some final editorial issues, but I think we're, you know, effectively, I think we are good to close the proposal, obviously pending this one little issue. I'll share that feedback, and based on then your final decision between Telugu, Kannada, and Sinhala, then we'll move forward accordingly. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on to Bangla. Dr. Atio, please, over to you.
Thank you very much. Good evening, all. Well, Rajiv and Professor Singh and myself, we have put in our feedback into the document, and the document has been substantially modified. We have put in a number of data in various sections of the document, especially section number 5, 6, the rest of them, and the bibliography as well. And it has been sent by processing to the panel for their feedback also. And in the, technically, we are in a position to present in the upcoming face-to-face meeting in Dhaka. And if you have anything in particular to ask, so the panel can like raise questions now. I'm done for the moment.
Thank you very much for the update. I'm Ajay Data here. Sorry, Sarmat, please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
I will come after you.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. So I just wanted to update that, yes, we actually received early this week Bengali updated proposal as well.
Yes,
and we've forwarded that to IP for review. And IP is also intending to finalize the review within this week. So I guess they've been very busy finalizing the previous proposals and also the three proposals we received this week. I'm hoping we will be able to meet those targets and get the Bengali feedback to you as well. This is, I think, the first time we have had the full Bengali proposal for IP. In the previous one, there was just an initial draft, and I guess it was not as complete at that time.
Yes.
So this gives IP, I think, a good first complete picture of how Bengali needs to be done. They are compiling their feedback, and I think they will have a few things to share back. So again,
yes,
I think it would be a good idea if you could, as I said earlier in my mail as well, that you look at this feedback which is coming, possibly
sure,
incorporate that feedback before
sure,
taking the draft to the community in Bangladesh.
Yes.
But we'll, you know, we'll planning to share that feedback with you by Friday, this Friday, so you'll have it hopefully you know, with it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
So from my side, I am Ajay Data here for record.
Yes.
Because Professor Udaya is not well, he is suffering with a high fever. But the understanding of Bangla is very clear that we are going to have our full preparations before we go to Dhaka. And when we leave Dhaka, there is nothing else is pending. We are able to submit the proposal to IP in full complete, and we are able to go to the public comment very fast. Because by the time you go to Bangladesh, we intend to complete all the scripts ready for completed and ready for public release and finalized by IP. Only script will be left with Bangla. So we will not be able to having a luxury to have further delay after Dhaka visit. So ultimately, we should have it in mind that we are going to finish Bangla script before you leave from Bangladesh and release it for IP for final updation and comments, so that it can go to IP very, public very fast.
Yes.
I think we should be on the same page for all of us should be on the same page for that.
Definitely. Definitely, sir. Definitely.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
We'll do our best. Yeah.
Let's go further.
Okay, for the next one, Oriya, over to you, Kudip.
I guess Kuldeep is not here.
Yeah. He was here briefly. I think he dropped off already. So he's on
He messaged. He messaged on the group that he will not be available. His file, but whatever update he has done in the email, and that is the only update he has.
Okay.
Right. This is Sarmad. I could actually add to that. Oriya, I think, is done as far as IP is concerned. They've already sent feedback. It's ready to move forward to public. There's some minor edits which needed to be done. So I think that part will be taken care of. And so we need to finalize Oriya. So we'll finalize Oriya and take it forward. So I think that's already.
So, Sarmad, what is required from community for going to public? What is required from us now?
So we can, I guess, come to that after, maybe after we're done also in Malayalam, but I actually have a small plan which I want to get with and AOB because it has scripts. But the idea is to start taking them to public comment towards, as soon as we have the final versions of these proposals in maybe in the next 10 days or so. But we can come back and
great.
I can share more details on generally all the work. So I guess we still have Malayalam left. Otherwise, Oriya is generally okay. We are just now waiting for final updated documents from Kuldeep, incorporating the minor editing issues which were requested by IP.
When are you back at your home so we can have more detailed talk and finalize?
Oh, I should be available in case you want to talk. That's not an issue, but I'm actually back in Pakistan on 20th of July. So I'm still in the U.S., but I'm still working from here. So that's all.
How about 2nd of July to talk?
Let's see. So Monday. 2nd should be fine. Because I'll set up a time with you. And
okay, great. Thank you very much. Okay. Can I move further, please?
Okay. But just for the note, Kudip just signed back in. So maybe, Kudip, would you like to come in a little for Oriya? We actually give the update from what you said on the chat already. But in case you want the last word. Kudip,
hello.
We cannot hear you. Hello, can you try speaking again? Okay, you probably have to move on first, and please come in when you can. The next one, Malayalam, over to you, Veena.
Thanks, Veena. Am I audible?
Yes, but
hello.
Talk a little closer to the mic.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Kuldeep. I hope you are able to hear me now.
yes.
Hello. Yeah. Hi, everyone. And I wrote the Oriya proposal yesterday. I got the feedback from IP that it has been. Cleared, and I just want to thank everyone for their support, especially Akshat and Neha Pitnan, and from Uma Mahesur sir. And I'll be since I'm traveling, I have not gone through entirely properly, so I'll be reaching by today evening, today night at my home, and by tomorrow I'll be able to reply on IP feedback and Uma sir's comment also. That's the update from my side. Hello.
Okay, thank you, Kudeep. Okay, let's move on. Veena.
Thank you.
Hey, Veena, you are very far away.
Am I audible now?
Can you come closer to the mic?
Okay. I'm actually using a headset, but I think the mic is not working. Am I audible now?
Okay, it's better now.
Okay, so in the previous feedback from IP, the main issue was about that variance with that consonant 0D33 and its double conjunction. So I created a rule to block that issue, but I got a really long feedback from the community that it shouldn't be blocked, or there shouldn't be any restriction on that using those consonants next to each other. But I find it that there will be a lot of scoping if you allow that. So I created this rule, but then again there is an issue, technical issue, like Pitman actually pointed out it today. So I have to revise that rule again and update. Everything else is complete, I think. That's the only thing remaining. So I'll finalize it by today or tomorrow and update. That's the update from my side.
Okay. May I come in a little bit on this? So today we've been talking about the valid cases, and we still couldn't figure out how to handle. Maybe if you can provide the invalid cases as well, it might be helpful to come up with the rules. So please help provide that.
Okay, sure. I'll send the list of valid cases. Valid.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So that's
Can I come in here?
Yes.
We have to actually we have to start talking in between for if we are having a problem. This is applicable for everyone. We can't hold the issue for the call. So please talk to the community. Send your where you are stuck. If you are holding on and if you are having a problem and you are holding that issue, that is not going to solve automatically. So I'm requesting everyone to please do not keep the issue pending with you. Bring it to the knowledge to the community and to especially to the Pitinan and Sarma, so that we can address them and bring in more resources if required. We cannot afford the delay further. Please, thank you very much for that.
This is Sarmad. I'd like to also come in. So I think this is also very interesting points regarding this issue with Malayalam. For I think a similar issue may also come in some other scripts where there are sometimes trade-off, or one needs to pick and choose between two options, one which is technically perhaps put from a security perspective and versus another option which in some ways opens the issues for technical, you know, from a security perspective, but is more, I guess, linguistically better. In such cases, obviously, I think there has to be some compromise made because I guess as far as LGRs is concerned, we cannot cover everything which may be possible linguistically. Some cases, of course, and I think in Malayalam case, it may be that some cases where there is a letter which comes three times, that I think IP is suggesting that, you know, one minor option in that context could be, reviewed so that the security of the solution can be preserved. What that does entail is that a few words, I'm not really sure, even if it's few, they're just outliers perhaps, may not be possible. Obviously, from a very purist linguistic point of view, obviously that's not an optimal solution. But I think what you need to obviously keep in mind, and I think Veena, you already touched upon that, is that if that opens potential issues from a phishing perspective, for example, those are things which we need to really take a look at carefully. So it's, you know, we're designing not a linguistic system, but it's just a system which enables labels. So you know, there may be a certain point where you may want to cut off things and not be able to possibly cover the whole linguistic coverage. Just a thought for you to consider and also for the community to consider. Thank you.
Thank you. So that's all of the scripts. Before we move on to the update on DACA meeting, I have one request to ask for the rest of the script besides Devanagari and Kurumuki. So if you remember a few weeks back, Neha sent out the list of combination and conjunction for other scripts. So if you haven't replied that you have already analyzed that those combination from other scripts has no cross-script variant with your scripts, please do. Akansha will also follow up with you all tomorrow. And that will be also a paragraph will be inserted in the proposal to say that all this has been analyzed. Thank you. Okay, so let's move to the next one, update on DACA meeting. So over to you, Dr. Ajay.
Actually, except the emails which has gone through, and since the professor is not right, not well, so if Sarmal would like to update the community, what's the plan and the dates and everything in action, that's good enough.
Okay, sure. Thank you, Dr. Data. We are... as many of you may already know, planning a face-to-face meeting in of the subgroup for Bengali with the community in Bangladesh. This is being planned on 10th of July. We have four members from the NBGP community who are going to Dhaka for that purpose. That is Rajib, Atiur Rahman, and Professor Uday, of course, and also Professor Sarkar from in India. He's Rajib and Professor Sarkar already work very closely with the community in Bangladesh, so they've already been obviously working on the Bengali LGR proposal, and these community, all of you will be presenting the proposal to the Bangladeshi community. On the Bangladeshi side, the event is being hosted by Bangla Academy, which is the relevant government agency for Bangladesh to look at such matters. Bangla Academy has agreed to invite all the relevant experts for this one-day workshop at Dhaka. I think there's been also some interest from their ICT minister. The reason for that is he himself, I think the IT minister, comes from a company which designed the Bijoy keyboard, which is one of the first keyboards in Bangla and very widely used in Bangladesh even today. So there's a, I guess, direct interest from the ICT minister to get involved in this as well. But in any case, so I think it's coming together very well. We have all the plans already in place, and the team's moving forward in finalizing travel plans at this time. And after that one-day workshop, we are hoping to get feedback from the Bangladesh community in Bangladesh as well, and incorporate that in the LGR proposal. I can ask any specific questions if you have any, but that's the update for now. Thank you.
Hi, Dr. Ajay.
So I think thank you for a detailed update, Sarmad. Sorry, Petina. Thank you for detailed update, and we are looking forward that. Either you or Petinan is going, or you both are going.
So from ICANN, Samiran and Petinan will be there.
Great. So perfectly fine. So we are now we are expecting that we are going to have this LGR also closed as we discussed earlier. So I think thank you for detailed update, Sarmad. Thank you very much. And from my side, this, we just need to have all the updates in next 10 days to be completed and released for IP, public comments. That's what we have a target now.
So I would want to briefly come in related to public comment, if that's okay.
Yeah, please go ahead.
So I think we've actually discussed this with IP as well, and I think want to do is, since many of these scripts are related, we don't want to release these scripts isolated from each other as far as public comment is concerned. So one of the things we are planning to do is when we release NBGP scripts and also Sinhala, what we are aiming to do is release it as like a whole package. Not obviously at one time, because if we release 9 or 10 scripts at one time, people will not be able to have time to review all of them. So the idea is that when we release the public comment, we tell everybody that this is the plan of release, where we are going to do 3 proposals at a time. But what we also want to do is that we want to overlap their public comment periods, so that people who can look at the first, for example, 3 scripts and comment on it, but before the public comment on those 3 scripts closes, they can look at the next 3 scripts as well and see if they want to add something in the context of additional proposals. So idea is that we will get all the scripts prepared and then release them with overlapping public comment periods. Maybe so each public comment period is 40 days. So what we'll do is maybe overlap each public comment 15 days. So we'll, for example, may release Gujarati, Gurmukhi, and Devanagari right up front. And then within 15 days of that, before the public comment closes, we release, for example, Kannada, Telugu, and Oriya, and so on. And then within 15 days, we release the next 3 or last 3 proposals. So the idea is that we need to finalize all the 9 proposals together, if possible, and then lay them out in a series of public comments. We want to start the public comment process as early as 10th July, or again, it's really up to now. We are aiming to get all the feedback to you by the end of this week. So we would really appreciate if you can address that feedback and hand us over the final versions as soon as possible. And then we you know, we then start laying them out and start releasing them for public comment. So we'll start releasing them anywhere between 10th and 15th July, start the first series of public, first set of public comments, then maybe towards the end of July, the second three, and then mid of August, we'll do the last three, and we'll be done by end of September. So that's currently the plan, obviously dependent on all of you doing this last final review and getting things back to us as soon as possible.
Great. So, put in any other agenda, I think we are done for the day. Otherwise,
yes, that's so, all on agenda.
So, can I speak something? Hello?
Yes.
Can I yes. Hitinan, can we have a revised Dhaka meeting? Because the previous template did not have Rajiv's presentation. So, speaking to processing, it is that he also has a portion of presentation over there. So, can I have one more revised schedule for the meeting in Dhaka, and specifically the starting time and the end time, so we can be mentally prepared? And secondly, will the PPTs be prepared by you like we had it in New Delhi, and then we modify it as per our like feedback and reviews, or we'll have to do it ourselves? So,
I can certainly help with the first draft of the PPT, and I'll send to you for your finalizations. Okay. And for your first point, you mean you want to have agenda for Rajiv to come in, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The schedules, the time, who speaks what and when, and like in this sequence.
Okay. Sure. So I will get in touch with you offline after this, and we update the agenda.
Sure. Thank you.
Hello, this is Abhijit. I have a small question for Sarmat sir. Please go ahead, Abhijit. Samantha, I just wanted to know this, the public review process, you're saying it'll take about 2-3 months, right, at most?
Right. So if we even do a 15-day overlap, or let's say even if we do a 10-day overlap, it means that it's going to be 30, 30, and 30. So almost a 3-month process.
Is there a guidance process for, you know, how to do the public review?
So each public comment actually requires a 40-day period for ICANN. And we would be releasing each script will be released for a 40-day period. Obviously, there can be multiple public comments in parallel. So what we are saying that we are not going to do more than three in parallel, because that becomes too much for community to review and comment at one time. But we also want to see, you know, since there are dependencies across LGRs and different scripts, we don't also want community to comment in isolation on one script without looking at, for example, what is available for the other script. That's why we also want to do some overlap in with scripts which we think are maybe actually, for example, related to some extent. So scripts which are really related will go in parallel. That's why we said Devanagari and Gurmukhi will go in parallel at least, and Telugu and Kada will certainly go in parallel. But we also want to give some overlap, for example, between Devanagari and Kannada. So it's going to be three scripts going in parallel, and then those scripts overlapping somewhat with other scripts, and we'll lay out the module even in the first public comment. So when we release Devanagari and Gurmukhi in initially, for example, we will tell the community that we are releasing these now, but we will be releasing Telugu and Kannada on this date later on, so that they can see that those things are coming. That's why I'm saying that we need to have all the proposals in our hand so that we can actually announce the schedule up front, even though we are not going to be releasing all the scripts up front.
Agreed, sir. Take care.
Hey, Dr. Ajay, would you like to come in?
No, I think we are done. Thank you very much. Let's close the call.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.